Aaron went with them that had the Shemois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was so great there. Like that was the Bitochim to a Samech on Hashem. The Chenuwaim also the Pasuk says, Vayishlach Oysom Moshe, Moshe send them, Elef Lamatai, 1,000, Letzavot Riyami, Oysom, Vyas Pinchas, Oysom, and Pinchas went with them. Alright, turn on. Yeah, Elef Lamatai, Letzavot Oysom, Vyas Pinchas Oysom, Yes, was it? Elv Lamatel at Sav Oysom Vyas Pinchas. Now Oysom, what does that mean? Elu Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin used to went along also. Pinchas Zeh Meshuach Mechama. Pinchas, he was the Meshuach Mechama that went along with the Mechama to give them Chizik. The Kli HaKodesh, that's what the Pasuk says, there was Kli HaKodesh there. Zeh Oren, that was the Oren that went along. The Luchai Sheboi, the Luchas were inside the Oren. The Chatzoy Tzroes HaTrua, what does that mean? Elu HaShofres. Used to bring along the Shofres also to the Mechama. Tana, it was not like this. Loy lechinam holach Pinchas lamechama. It wasn't for nothing that Pinchas went against Midian to fight against Midian. Elalipora din avi'imoi. He went to pay back for the respect of his avi'imoi, his grandfather. Shinam apostle says, v'amidyonim mochru oisoi el Mitzrayim. That when they went to sell Yosef down to Mitzrayim, it says the Midyonim sold him to Mitzrayim. So Midian sold Yosef. So now Pinchas went to fight against Midian to pay respect back to Yosef HaTzadik. So mainly you want to tell me now that Pinchas Yosef Asi comes out that Pinchas came out from Yosef. It was his grandfather. It was his mother's father. I book said, the Pasuk says, V'yelozo ben-Aaron lokach loy mibnois potil loy li'isha. Yelozo ben-Aaron took for wife from the daughters of Potil. So my law doesn't mean to say to Yosem Yisroi that it came from Yisroi, that Pinchas came from Yisroi. Shepita Magolum Avodas Chavim, that Yisroi used to take care of the Avodas Zaras first. So Chorzaraya Pinchas did not come out from Yosef, but it came out from Yisroi. So Mara says, Loi, I tell you, me Yosef that Pinchas came out from Yosef. Shepitpat the Yisroi, he was able to hold back his Yitzhara. That Yosef did not have znus with Eshes Potiphera. So that's what the pitpit means here. For the Gemara, no. For Haloi Shvotim Mivazin Oisoi. The Shvotim will make in front of Pinchas. And he used to say, Risim ben Puti Zer, did you see the son of Puti? Ben Shepita Mavimo Yagol Mavoz Chavim. The son of the grandfather that used to feed Avoy the Zoras, like of Yisroi. Yehorig Nasim Yisrael. Now this Pinchas, he should go make this Meister Kanois and go kill Zimri, kill Adonasi of Yisrael. So you see, Chur Klai Yisrael held that Pinchas came from Yisrael. So how could we say now Pinchas came from Yosef? So Mary says, no, there's no theory, it came from both of them. Ela I avua de ima mi Yosef. If you want to tell me that the father of his mother was Yosef, he made the ima mi Yisrael. Then his mother's mother came from Yisrael. But if his mother's mother came from Yosef, then Avuad Imai, the father of his mother, me Yisroi. So Kitze came out from both, from Yisroi and from Yosef. The economic proof from this also is, the Pasuk says, me b'nois poitiel, trei mashma. That took to the daughters of poitiel, mashma two poitiels. That means that Yipinchis was poitiel from Yosef and from Yisroi. Shema Amina, here it's a proof that the Pinchas came from both of them. Rashi mid like said potiel, putel. She said putel. Hakama says potiel. Mashmul la rabim. That was more than one from two. That Pinchas came both from Yosef and from Yisroel. Here in the part Mishnah says v'dibru hashaytrim elam. And after the Meshuach Muhammad the Kohen finished talking, then the policeman used to talk to the Yam. Leimer to say like this. Mi Yeshua is the person that should be on the bayis. Chodesh to build a new house. Didn't live in it yet. Like he's supposed to go back from Mechama. Yelech b'yashav l'beisai. Echad abayna, whether you build bayis a tevin, even though it's only a straw, a house, to store your straw. Beis abokar, a house to keep your cattle in. Beis eitzim, a house just to hold the wood in. Beis eitzim, just to store things in. And echad abayna v'echad l'chech, whether you just built it, whether you just bought it. V'echad ayyarish, whether you yashened it. V'echad shenosav matana. Whether somebody gave it to you now from matana, it doesn't make a difference. Any one of these cases, you have to go back from Muhammad. Then the Pasuk says, Who's the person that just got finished building a vineyard and didn't get off chiluf from it, didn't take off the fruits yet? Is echod hanoita where the imamish plant the grapes, kerem, the echod hanoita chamish shalani meichel, or whether you plant five different trees that give off fruits, the afilu mechameshes aminim from different five different minim, and echod hanoita whether you plant it, the echod amarvach when you graft it, the echod amarkiv you turn the leaves over again. V'yechad alakech, whether you buy it, v'yechad yoros, whether you yashin it, v'yechad shenoslim ha-matana. Somebody gives you for a present. All this case, also with the kerem, also you go back from Mechama. Then it says, miyo ish asher erish isha, who just got married, is echad amaras as a psula, whether you got had chasna, you had kedushim with a psula, v'yechad amaras as hamana, and afilu shumeres yavim, v'yafilu shomer shumeis achim b'mechama, chayzer oboloi koleinu. Even though you heard what your brother died in the Mechama, you have to come back now to do the mitzvahs yibum. V'yelu shem divrei kain machim Mechama. These people listen to what the kain said about the lochas of the machim Mechama. V'chayzrin, they go back. V'misafkin mayin amazin, and they just give out food and water. V'misakten esadrachim, they have to fix the roads. And these are the people that go back from the actual Mechama. But v'yelu, these are the people she'enam chayzrin. These are the people that are not returned from the Mechama. Ha'aboyne be'shar. If somebody just built the be'shar, not a house to live in, just the be'shar, like a gateway. Ach sadru, an open porch. U'mafeses, a balcony. Or else ha'noita arbi iloni, you only planted four trees, Michael. V'chamish iloni sarkos, you planted five trees that don't give off fruit. Ha'machzeres gerushoser, somebody returns, marries back his gerusha. He doesn't go home from the Mechama. Amon l'kain gadol since it's an avera. Ros rus grusha v'chalus l'kain hedjit. Ros mamzeros nasin lo Yisrael. Bas Yisrael mamzol nasin. Lo'hoi yechayza. Since these kedushim were avera, they did not return. Reb Yudu Omer afa boina bayis al mechaynoi. Whoever rebuilds the house, the exact same house, his house fell down, and they rebuild the exact same house, that's not such a choshev zach. He doesn't go back from Mechama. Lo'hoi yechayza. Reb Lezer Omer afa boina bayis levenim. Bisharon. Who else builds bricks? A bayis lisharon. Rashi says, Mokamu sheshmoi sharon. V'in akaka yof levenim. It's not good bricks there. But every dove, it's not something that will stay a long time. So if we don't go back, it's not a choshev thing to go back for. Lo'hoi yechayza. Eilu shein zozim. Because these people don't leave their place. Bona bayis v'choncho, you already built the house and you live there already. Not to care v'chiloi. Hanoi says a resosso, you remarry your own resosso. Akonis es yivimtoi. Shinema noki yi lebeisoi shonachas, lebeisoi ze beisoi. Yia ze karmoi. V'soma chasishto zu ishto. Shalokach lovi es yivimtoi. Ey maspikin lemayim mozoin v'yem esaknes adrochim. These people don't do anything. Hey, the shonu rishon in the first year, you don't go out for anything from a choma, you have a right to stay home. All right, we'll stop here. We'll do this last part again. From the Torah says, "You were holding off Mem Gimel Amud Aleph." Again, this last Gemara again. The last Shaila was about Pinchas. On top was Pinchas. We said he was Meshuach Mechama. The Gemara said then it was good that Pinchas went to have Mechama because he went to fight against Midian to take revenge for his grandfather for Yosef. And it says that the Midianim sold Yosef. So Gemara came out the fifth line like, Lememri, you want to tell me, did Pinchas mi Yosef osi? That Pinchas came from Yosef? V'otziv, the pasuk says like this. It says, V'yeloza ben Aaron lokach lo mibnois potiyo lo Elisha. That Eliezer took a wife from Potiyo, and it says that they had a son called Pinchas. So it comes out that Pinchas' mother was Potiyo. Now, my love doesn't mean to say Potiyo means the Yosim Yisroi, that she came from Yisroi. She pite magolum lavodis kechovim, that Yisro before his mezgayer used to feed the avodis oris. So if so, that Pinchas did not come from Yosef, but rather Pinchas came from Yisroi. Sumara says, loy, I'll tell you no. What it means, Potiyo means mi Yosef. That Eliezer married his wife from Potiyo means that a granddaughter from Yosef, she pit put the Yitzroi, that Yosef was the one that fought strong and held back his Yitzhara. Fred Gemara no, v'aloi shvotim v'azanoisoi. It says the shvotim were embarrassing Pinchas. And they said like this, recent did you see somebody did you see this Ben Putizer? We see Ben Putizer. Ben Shepita Mavi Imoyagolmo Vazachovim. He's the grandson of a father, grandfather that, like Yisroy, that used to feed the Avodah Zarah. And now this Pinchas Yehorav Nosim Yisrael, he should go kill the Zimri, this Nosim Yisrael. So that's what the Shvatim were making fun of Pinchas. So I call upon him, you see that Pinchas came from Yisroy and not from Yosef. So my answer is no, both is true. Eli Avu Adiyimai, if his father's mother, Mi Yosef, came from Yosef, then Ima, his mother's mother, Mi Yisroy. That's what came, she came from Yisroy. And if it was the opposite way, the Ima, the Ima, Mi Yosef, if his grandmother came from Yosef, then Avu Adiyimai, his grandfather, like his mother's father, Mi Yisroy, came from Yisroy. So it's true that Pinchas came from both, came from Yisroy and from Yosef. They can only have a proof also to see the Pasuk says, Mibnais Potiel. It says that Eliezer ben Aaron took a daughter, took a wife from the daughters of Potiel. Potiel is Lashon like Rabbi Mashma from two. Trey Mashma. Shema Mina, here it's a proof that like the grandfathers were two, from Yosef and from Yosef. Yosef and from Yisrael, yeah. So the Mishnah. Then it says that the Pesukim say, yes, Mishnah, then in Pasuk K it says that the Dibru Hashoitrim Elom, that the policemen spoke to the nations, Lema saying, and they said, Mi Yoish Hashabona Bayis Chodesh Veloi Chanochoi. Who is the person that had a new house built and he didn't live there yet? Chanoch Mizagloshin Chinuch. He did not even start to live in his new house. So the Pasuk says, Yelech v'yoshev lebeisoi. He's supposed to go home and not supposed to fight. But it's Mechemes Rishus, he does not have to go and fight. So now, the Mishnah says, even though the Pasuk says, Bona bayis chodesh, you build a new house, so we dash, we'll see in the Gemara, but we dash in Echor ha-boina bayis ha-tevin, even if he only build a house to store his tevin, his wheat, his straw, bayis ha-boker, he only build a house to store his animals in there, bayisaitzim, only a house to keep his wood in there, or else bayisaitzrois, even just a house to keep his oitz, like Rashi says, of yayin shemen utfua. Still, if he didn't live or use this new house, he has the right to return home from the mechama. Now, echad ha-boina, whether you had the new house just built, the echad ha-lakeach, whether you bought the house, you bought a new house, the echad ha-yerush, even if you just yashin, you took over your father's house, your father died and you yashin the house now. The echad shenosin loy matana, or else if somebody gave you this new house for a present, and you did not live in the new house yet, then the Pasuk says, Yelech v'yoshev l'beis, he has the right to go home from the war. Then the Pasuk says, O mi yo'ish asher nota kerem. Who is the person that planted a kerem of vineyard? V'loy chiloloy. He was not mechalal it yet. Which means we know the first 3 years the peiros grow, they're orla, you can't eat it. On the fourth year, it's called netarevayim, that the lachar is like ma'isa sheni, that any fruits that grow the fourth year, either you take it straight up to Yerushalayim and you could eat it there, or else if it's too hard to carry it up, you could be mechalal it on money. Like take the value of it, and say the kedusha you want, this kedusha of the peiros to go onto the money, and then you take the money to Yerushalayim. So somebody did not do this yet, he did not enjoy the fourth year's crop, he did not mechalal it yet, so Yosef has the right, the Pasuk says, Yelech v'yoshev l'beisoi. He has the right to go home from the war. So we dash now, Echor ha-noite kerem. Whether true, he planted now a new kerem, a new vineyard. V'yechor ha-noite chamishi loni meichel. Or else if he just planted now 5 trees, they give off fruit. Those kerem is lavdavka, not only a vineyard of grapes, but even any trees, fruit trees. V'yafilu chamesha saminim. Even if it's from 5 different types of fruit trees, as long as they're grown like a kerem, like the saw in the picture here, like Yabai Rashi, Rashi says, Chamish Eloni Meichel, Debohocha Yabai Kerem, Shtayim Keneged, Shtayim, 2 against 2, V'yachas Yotzeh Zonav, one goes out further in front of it, like this picture here in Rashi, 2, 2, and then 1 in front of it. Now, Echad HaNoite, whether you're planting it now, V'yechad HaMavruch, Hamavruch means you take like the branches and stick them into the ground, make it start to grow up again there. The Yechad HaMarkif, whether you graft, to make it a new graft now, also you have a right to go home from the war. Now the Yechad HaLakeach, whether you bought a new vineyard, The Yechra Yerush, whether you Yashin, you inherited it from your father. The Yechra Chinoisin Lai Matano. Also, somebody gives it to you for present, also you have a right of Yelech Yashav Levesai. Then the Pasuk says, so Miyo Ishu is the person, Asher Eras Isha, he made Kedushim with his wife, and the Pasuk says, well, Lekach, he didn't make Nisuin yet, his Yelech Yashav Levesai, he has a right to go home. So we dash in Echad Amaris as Apsula, where they made Erisim, where they just made Kedushin with Apsula, a girl that was never married yet, never had Bia yet. The Echad Amaris as Amono, or even if he married a lady that was already married to a widow. But as long as he's getting married to her now, it's the first time, he's allowed to go home from the war. And Afilo Shemaris Yavam, even in the case that your brother died, and his wife now is Zokad Liyibim to you, and you were not Miyabim her yet. But our co-partner, she's waiting, she's a Shemaris Yavam, you're allowed to go home from the Mechama to go make Yibam. The Afilu Abigah Chiddush, even that Shoma Shemais Achib Mechama, in this war now that you're fighting right now, you heard right now that your brother just died, and you know his wife now is an Amona, but she has no children, so the Via Mitzvah Yibam is Chayzer. It's Chayzer. Oboloi Kolelu. Now what, you have a right to go home? Now these are all these cases, like the Psukim say, you have a right to go from the Mechama. Now the Elu Shemim Divrei Koyim Arche Mechama, these people like listen to the Halachas, this is what the Koyim already told over, the Koyim of Meshuach Mechama, already told over these people the Halachas, that whoever is in a case like this has a right to go home. Now the Halacha is when they go home, they don't really go home, to the house, but rather of a choisrin or mesafkin mayin umozen, they go back, they still like in the front by the borders, and they have to go feed, give food and water to the people, to the army men. Or mesaknin esadrochim, and they stay by the borders, and they fix the roads for them to fight. No, they don't have to go to fight the actual war, but not the pshat is that the mamish go home and stay home, but rather they have to just, don't have to fight, but they have to at least feed them and work on the roads. Now, the Elu, these people, she'enam choizrim, these people do not go home at all. They have to still stay by the Mechama. Is ha'boines beishar? If somebody just had a new gatehouse built, a beishar usually is by the gate where the shomer, the watchman, stays and sleeps there, so they build up a house for him. So if you build up a house just for your shomer, for your watchman, for that alone you don't have a right to leave the war. Or else asadri, you build a porch, an open porch. Or else mapesis, you have a balcony. These things you don't go home for. Or else hanoite arbi lone michael. If somebody just planted 4 fruit trees, as long as they're not 5, it's not called like a kerem, he cannot leave the war. Or else v'chamishi lone sarak. Somebody planted 5 trees that don't give more fruit. So that's nothing, that's not called like you planted a kerem, he cannot go home. Now, if somebody remarries his wife that he gave her a get, first he gave his wife a get, and now he remarries her. That's not such a big simcha, therefore he cannot go home from the Mechama. Or else, almona l'kohen gadol, since it's an aveira, that a kohen gadol does not let him marry an almona, so we do not let him go for the war for this. Or else, Gerusha v'chalutz l'kohen hedyet. If a regular koyin married a Gerusha chalutza, it's also chai v'lavin, they do not go home from the Mechama. Mamzeres in the sin of Yisrael, or else Bas Yisrael l'mamzel l'nosin. Since this Kedushin was the Aveira, they do not have a right to go home. Loiho yuchayzit. They do not go home from the Mechama, they have to stay and fight. We have Yehudu, and Rabbi Yehudu says, Af ha'boine bayis al-mechaynoi. If you build up, let's say your house fell down, and you build it up the exact same way it was before, you did not add anything new to your house, again, that's not such a simcha, you cannot leave the war, you have to stay. You did not go home from the war. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Afa Boina Bayis Levenim Basharin. If somebody built up a house of bricks in this place called Basharin, is also Lehoyechoyze, did not go home. The Gemara explains, because the houses were not so strong, it used to cave in like once every 7 years, or even more than that, so it wasn't like a permanent house, therefore it's not such a big simcha, therefore it does not go from the Mechama for such a house. Now, Elu, the next category is, Shein Zozin Min Koimam. that they do not have to leave the house at all. The first ones, they go to the war, they go like to the battlefields, and then the Kohen tells them to go home. But the next category do not even leave the house in the first place. They do not even have to come to the battlefields or to the boundaries. Who are these people? Bona Bayis Mechanochoi. Somebody built already a new house, and he lived there. Chanochi started to live there. Like Rashi says, V'loidar v'yadayin shona. He did not live there one full year yet. So since he started to live, so it's a tremendous thing, like they stayed there the first year in your new house, you don't even have to leave your house. Same thing, Nota Kerem V'chiloloi. You planted your new vineyard, and you're machalot already. The fourth year, you started to have enjoyment from it. But since you did not enjoy the whole year yet, the whole fourth year didn't go by yet, you have a right to stay home. Or else, Hanoisei Yasar Resosai. You made Nisuya now. You made Bia with your Erusa. After you made Kedushin, later you made Nisuyin. Now after you made Nisuyin the first year, you have the right to stay home with your wife. And HaKoinis says Yivimta, or else your brother died, and you made Yibum, your Miyabma, you live with her. So now, that she's called Kishtai, in such a case you have the right to stay home the whole year. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Noki Yiyah Lebeisai Shonachas. You should be clean in your house for 1 year. Here the Pasuk says, Lashon of Noki Yiyah. You'll be clean. So Rashi says there were Nokiyi Lebeisai Shonachas. So Rashi like this. Lebeisai, when the Pasuk says Nokiyi Lebeisai, Lebeisai Zebeisai. Means partially you build a new house and you start to live there already. So for 1 year you have a right not to go to the war at all. Then the Pasuk says, Yiyah Zekarmoy, that comes to Marv if you have your new vineyard. That the fourth year you started to use it, but you didn't finish the full year. The fourth year, you also have a right to stay home. Then it says, V'somaches ishtoi, zu ishtoi, your wife. That your first year, you have a right to stay home. Ashalokach, that you took, lo'ovi yivimtoi. That's in the case where you miyabim, your brother's wife, also you have a right to stay home the first full year. In such cases, ein maspikim mayin umozen. They do not even have to go and help give out food and water. They do not have to go out and help to build the roads, but rather they're mamish free, like the Pasuk says, Noki Yiyah. They're mamish completely free for 1 year. What's the Tanur Rabbanim? Look at the price like this. The Pasuk says now, V'dibroi. Says, V'dibroi ha-shoitrim, that the shoitrim now talk. Is Yochel, I would have thought to say, Dvorim Shalatzman, to like say now something new. They're telling them something of their own that wasn't said before. No, Keshuaimu, and the Pasuk later, Ches says, V'yosvu ha-shoitrim, mashma, that they add, they say more, so harei dvorim shel atzmon. Later, when the Pasuk says, V'yosvu ha-shoitrim adabur alam, it means then they tell them something new from their own. The policemen then tell them their own things. And we'll see later, it says, V'yomru miyish ha-yorev rach-lebov, yelich v'yoshev lo-veisoy. That's something new. Somebody that feels bad or is afraid, he has a right to go home. Mashenk in the first psukim of the Dibroi is so the Gemara says, so mani mekayim v'dibroi ha-shoitrim. What does it mean that the shoitrim talk? It means v'dibroi meshuach mechama ha-kosim adabra. Just means they're coming to enforce what the kayin meshuach mechama already told them. In other words, the kayin meshuach mechama told them these first halachis about who has the right to go home. And now the shoitrim, the policemen come and like enforce the law. How case it? How does it come out like this? Koyein medaber, first the Koyein talks, v'shoitim mashmiya. And the policeman makes sure everybody listens to what the Koyein said. Yeah. Tony Cho, we learn like this. Tony Cho, the one brisa says, Koyein medaber, the Koyein talks first, v'shoitim mashmiya, like we just had. And then the shirt of the policeman makes sure everybody hears and keeps it. V'tan yidach, another brisa says, Koyein medaber, the Koyein mashmiya. No, a Koyein mashuach mechama talks. And then another Kayin is there to enforce it, to make sure the people hear it. V'tan Yidach, another Braisa, Shaita Medabra, the policeman himself talks. And V'shaita Mashmiya, there's another policeman that's keeping in charge to make sure they're listening. So it's a spirit, what's going on here? So Rabbi Abaya says like this, okay, so how do you have all these three Braises? Mi v'nigesh ad v'divrei Kayin. From the first part of the Pesukim when it says, so first that the Kohen Meshuach Mechama comes and talks to the Yam, this is Kohen Medaber v'Kohen Mashmiya. the Kohen says it's over, then another Kohen makes sure everybody hears it. Then, mi v'dibru, from Pasuk Hey, that v'dibru ha-shoitrim, ad v'yosvu, that's Kohen medabru, the Kohen Meshuach says over these things, but v'shoitim ha-shmiya, then the shoit of the policemen are forced to make sure they listen. But from the end, or from Pasuk Ches, from v'yosvu ha-shoitrim v'yelach onwards, that's where the shaita talks, the policeman talks, and that's where the policeman goes, another policeman enforces it also. Now we dash one. Who is the one that built a new house and didn't lay chanochoi to not live in it yet? Tana Rabbonin. Ashabonin, the apostle says you built it. Ein leyela ashabonin. Only if your mamish built a new house. Lokach, if you bought one, the yorish you inherited it. Venitin led matona, so I gave it to you for a present, minayin, how do we know? Tamaloyma miyush ashabona. Like miyush is extra, the word miyush is an extra. Didn't have to say it. So that comes to include even these other things. You bought it or you inherited it. Ashabona bayis, he built the house, ain't liyela bayis, only a house. Minayin the rabbi is based at Tevin, a base at Boker, a base at Eitzim, a base at Eitzim, even places you just store things in. Tamaloyma ashabona mikomakam. Ashabona mashma anything you built. If so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Shani Mabraf Abayna Beishar, maybe you only build a place for your Shema, your watchman to sleep in, or else Nachsadri, an open porch, or Mafestas, and a balcony. Maybe that also lets you go home. Talmaloyma, this apostle says, no bias, a house. What does a house mean? Ma bias a royal adir, it has to be a people live there. I've called a royal adir, it has to be some place that's fit to live. Mashenka, an open porch and a balcony, it's not fit to live in. For those things, you don't go home. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, Bayis Kamashmo. He owns no, only if you build a new house. For Loi Chinuch, what does that mean? For Loi Chanochoi. Should have just said for Loi Chinuch, you did not live there. What's for Loi Chanochoi? Mashmi you. Prat Legazlan. Comes the Chanochoi, it has to belong to you, and not if you stole the house. If you stole the house, for that, you don't have a right to go home from the Mechoma. Fred Gemara Laimud like Rabbi Yosef Lili. Lachur, this is not like Rabbi Yosef Lili. The Rabbi Yosef Lili Yomer, he says, when the Pasuk says, Varach Halevov, if somebody has a soft heart, he has the right to go home. Zeha Mesiora Me Averis. That means somebody that does Averis, he's afraid of